The analysis that you've cited about ISP investment seems to be one-sided. You talk about broadband investment by ISPs alone as an indication of the health of the marketplace, but you discount investments that are being made by edge providers. You know, if the thesis of an open internet order was to promote this virtuous cycle of investment and innovation online, why aren't you talking about edge providers, the investments that they're making and the jobs that they're creating?
I appreciate the question, Congressman. Obviously, everyone, as Chairman Blackburn pointed out, favors a free and open internet. The great challenge, however, is that there are millions of Americans, and I've visited them from Wardensville, West Virginia, to Mission, South Dakota, are on the wrong side of the divide. They are not getting the access they need to be able to participate in the digital economy. And to the extent that these rules are impacting infrastructure investment, my fear is that those folks are going to be left out of some of the benefits that we get in terms of better education and health care and the like.